311.
Good afternoon to you. Welcome to the 311 radio show with the Barbados Fire Service right here on VOB 92.9 FM. Trust you've been having a great day with us here on VOB, and it's time now for us to hear all about the Barbados Fire Service in this very, very special edition, because it's Father's Day, and we want to say happy Father's Day to all the gentlemen who are fathers and father figures. It's a very special edition today, as we have in with us Fire and Life Safety Officers Kevin Sobers and Jason Collins.
Good afternoon, Barbados.
We have Station Officer Small. Good afternoon, sir.
Hey, good afternoon. Good afternoon.
And we have a first-time guest to the program, Fire Officer Beckles.
Hi, good afternoon, Barbados, and happy Father's Day to all.
Yes, sir. A full male panel representing. You're repping. Very good. I love it. Love it, love it. All right, so it's Father's Day. I want to, first of all, wish you gentlemen, fathers and father figures, a happy Father's Day. Hope you're having a really good day today as well. Now, it's a Father's Day edition. The last time we had for Mother's Day, we had something special, and, you know, they're doing something special again today. You know, the Barbados Fire Service, always doing something, always keeping it real, keeping it fresh. And we thank you for your efforts in doing this. So, Officers Sobers and Collins, I'm going to hand it over to you as you tell us what's happening today.
Okay, to start it off, we, for Mother's Day, you know, given a poem at the beginning, and fear that we do the same thing for fathers. And the poem is called Silent Dad. He never looks for praises. He's never one to boast. He just goes on quietly working those he loves the most. His dreams are seldom spoken. His wants are very few. And most of worries will go unspoken. He's there, firm, all to hold on to times of a true friend we can turn to when are good or bad. One of our greatest blessings, the man we call.
Wow.
Okay.
Wow.
Wow, that's great. That's great.
You say, also feeling quite special today.
Yes, of course. Of course, you were tripping out a little bit at some point, but we heard it. Sorry?
I like to take this time to acknowledge me so.
You'd like to take this time. Could you repeat that, please?
To encourage Kevin and Jason to join me so on that stage. Right.
No pressure.
I totally agree with that.
100%.
No pressure.
Yeah.
We know that's coming. We know that's coming for you both. Oh, my goodness. All right. Well, what's the name of that poem, Officer Sobers?
Silent Strong Dad, and it's by Karen K. Moyer.
Yes. Wonderful. Thank you very much for sharing. You know, the mothers were serenaded the last time. I don't know if you're going to do the same for the fathers. I don't know. But thank you for the poem.
And as I said, that to all fathers, because honestly, looking for a song to pay tribute to fathers, it was so difficult because most were tributes to fathers who have already passed. And at that point in time, paying tribute to me, that is almost like a slate. You don't appreciate fathers when they are here and when they're alive, because they see fathers as a strong figure, but we need love. Well, sorry, fathers need love too.
That's all right. Father figures too. That's fine.
Yes, we need that appreciation.
Yeah.
And I said it was so hard to find a song to sing for our fathers. So up to yesterday, Kyle and myself, we were certain high and low Caribbean songs for dads, local songs for dad, international songs for dad. Everything on Google, YouTube, you know it, name it.
Wow.
And we could not find one.
Yes,
so at the very last moment, and I'm going to plead and beg with the listeners to please bear with us in this moment, is the thought that counts. And to pay tribute to dads, we decided we're going to try to write a small song on our own. Oh,
all right. That's great.
So rather than seeing a song that is written from somebody else, like we did for Mother's Day, we wrote one for Dad.
That's great. Nice.
Unfortunately, we didn't get a chance to rehearse it. But here goes nothing. And I'm going to ask you, you know, add some vocals here and there.
All right.
So this is a tribute to fathers, written by yours truly, Kevin Sobers and Jason. To remind me that I'm never alone, still he steps by believing that I can handle it on my own. They struggle to find his glasses or car keys, but for me finds the time for important things. And if I fall and fail or rise and pass a test, he's always believing in me, Daddy, you're the best. For every sacrifice and who I am, you will live on. But let me tell you now, before the moment's gone, thanks for all that you have done. God couldn't have given me a better one, for being my strength when I felt weak, pushing me past my every peak. And I just want you to know how I'd always love you so.
Great.
Yeah.
Whether I'm alone when you see me, or even in a crowd, Daddy, I hope I make you proud. And that's our tribute for
Wow, I love it. If I could give you a standing ovation, I would, but I don't know. I can't. You know, it's just a recording. That was amazing. Sorry?
I say talent.
Absolutely. These men not only out in fires, man, but they're singing songs, making songs. That was amazing. Now listen, right? On this day, today in Barbados history, right? In a couple of years from now, we should be able, at least next year this time, hopefully we can play that song on VOB 92.9 FM. Officers Kevin Sobers and Jason Collins, songwriters, singers, musicians from the Barbados Fire Service. You know what? I love this, and that taught a very valuable lesson. If you can't find what you need, create it. I love it. Love it. Man, thank you so much. Thank you. That's a great start.
At this point in time, just wishing again, Happy Father's Day to listening. All those who may play this podcast, the video recording in the future. Happy Father's Day to all the fans of the Barbados Fire Service. A special shout out and a special Father's Day to you. And I also go a step further to say Happy Father's Day to all fathers in the essential services, those who are working and out there doing their best to keep Barbados safe. And on a sad note, you know, you'd have heard over the news constantly about the police sergeant who would have lost his life. And I just want to say, you know, he was a father as well. And you know, from all reports, he was a very good father. So I could only imagine today being Father's Day, how it would be for them. So our heart and our prayers go to his family as well and his colleagues. And it just cements us as emergency service, as in what we do. We leave home each morning to come to work, to do a job, to do a service, a career that we love, but we leave our families, our children at home. And in all honesty, you do not know if you're going to make it back home. You don't know what is going to happen during that day, what you may stumble upon, what emergencies may come. So for the job that all fathers, all of the emergency services are doing, kudos to you. And to those fathers, again, Happy Father's Day. And at this point,
Before you move on, I want to add, you mentioned that station sergeant who lost his life, Newton Lewis, but there was a subsequent homicide of a retired police officer as well, just over the past week, Grenville Cumberbatch. So yes, we know it's not an easy time for the Royal Barbados Police Force, right? So yes, we want to remember both families today.
Most definitely.
Definitely.
Yep.
Yeah.
Well, I think, so we're just about to say that we've heard enough from the non-fathers. I think the non-fathers give our tribute. So I think it's time to turn over to the fathers to actually have their say now and, you know, hear it from their perspective, because, you know, you must recognize that in essential services, you spend a lot of time away from your family. And, you know, it would be interesting to hear how they balance, you know, the fatherhood along with a job such as this, the kind of challenges they may face and how they handle it. So yes. I think at this point we can say over to the station officer and to Mr. Beckles, you have with us today.
Right.
We really want to say, and I want to them join us, myself really soon. Father wants also there to all go there.
Oh dear, you're cutting in and out. We're not hearing you very clearly. All right, Officer Beckles. Okay, yes, we have you. Yes, go ahead, Officer Small.
Hey, so one of the great things are in my first experience, because I'm the father too, a son and a daughter. So when I entered the Barbados service, my son had only born just about 2 weeks before. And generally, the workload is fairly hectic. And I know Kevin and Jason, because things to get to go home on weekends, you had to pass all your exam and perform credibly in the week's activities. Mm. And therefore, my son was one of the driving forces that caused me to make sure, you know, I go and get up in the number to go and pass, because I'm looking forward to Friday evening to be out of here. So I was out on weekends. Virtually, his mother had nothing, because I took on all the father's ability, because that was my time until Sunday evenings when you had to get back in. So it's really a joy. He served at the morning in that particular moment, and always looking forward to getting out. So children do actually give you more
motivation, I believe is what you're going to say.
Yes.
Yes, yes. All right, wonderful. Officer Beckles.
Yes, please. All right, for me, mine is probably a different story to Station Officer Small, whereas when I joined the department, about 5 years ago, my son was probably like 8, 9 or so at the time. So it was more of a communication process than that I would have had with him. Well, you know, I'm going into the fire service and this and that is what is going to be expected of me. And, you know, you're not going to see me for a particular time. So being that he used to be with me a lot as well, it was kind of a hard process to leave at that time. But knowing that you were going for a greater good, and similar to Station Officer Small, knowing that you're coming back home to him, you know, it was always a joy. So it was a bittersweet having to leave, but knowing that when you come back, you're coming home to him. After the recruitment process and so on, then it was more like, you know, okay, so this is my job. This is the uniform I wear. And I basically took him through everything, in terms of the bunker gear and helmet, everything, to let him know, well, the job is a dangerous job, but these are the protective measures that we have in place. So despite I'm going to do something dangerous, I have security, I have some form of protection. So once everything goes well, I will be coming home to you.
Wow.
If the opportunity to have to work overtime comes up, one of the first people I will call and let him know, well, you know, don't look for me tonight. Don't look for me, I'm working overtime or whatever the case is. He has always been one of the most up-to-date persons where my fire service career is concerned, because if I'm not coming home, then I know he's one of the most people that would feel or hurt from me not being able to come home. So every aspect of my career so far, he has been an integral part in it.
And how has he responded? I mean, it's been 5 years. How has it been?
Well, every evening you go home after shift, you're met at the door, daddy, you got any fires today? Yes, Aaron, I got fires today. All right, what kind of fires? A house fire, car fire, grass fire? Yeah, he's very knowledgeable of the job. And, you know, everything you drive, where you drive, which truck you drive, it has to be multiple coverage.
Sounds like we have an aspiring fire officer.
Yes, actually, he does express interest to be a fire officer as well.
That's good. What about you, Station Officer Small? How has it been for your child in this process?
Well, like all of them have a mind of their own, but he was always curious about the fire service. I think that when he born, he'd look around. I always had a lot of fire trucks and toy trucks around. He would ask you about the job. But one of the things that I had another experience with him where during his teenage years, the fire cadet program, he was actually one of the fire cadets. First time experience, and it was the coordinator for the program at the time. So he got a first time experience to be around the fire officer, and got a chance for him to play with some of the hoses and the equipment that we use daily. And you might not know, part of that program is teaching about some of the skills and techniques and the knowledge that is required to be a fire officer. So we had that chance to what I actually do, and he had a chance to experience it also. So he understand the dangers involved in the job, and he respected what I did. Of course, he was always saying that to be careful out there and these kind of things. So just recent during the COVID, I was on vacation, and his vehicle, we took that time to change out his new vehicle. So again, and that gave us time to discuss how these things work. So we had good bonding time, and those things are still here, although he's 20 plus now. So I continue to enjoy the joys of being a father, having a son.
That's wonderful.
And daughter too.
And daughter, yes. Do you find that they respond differently to your vocation?
Yes, of course. One of the things I recognize, because I was just starting out in fire service, my son would be exposed to a lot more things in the fire service than comparing to my daughter. She's more into technology and these kind of things. So regularly she'll be shouting me up on the WhatsApp or the latest technology to let me know what's going on. But she's always eager, that we are doing, you're going to church today, those kind of things. So again, there's a lot of back and flow, a lot of love between us. When they have challenges, they normally say that they want to talk to you, and they sit down, articulate their point, and give them their feedback. But they ultimately will make a decision at the end of the day. So it's a real, real joy. And I encourage all fathers to always take that opportunity to have that open communication line with your children. Let them know what you do, just like Renee just said, so that they have a knowledge of what you do and a respect for that. And you also, my son works at Rubis, and he went and did a safety program and came back, and he was able to pass on information to me, and then he related it back to the fact of that program. So it's all great. We exercise together sometimes, go on the beach, exercise, these kind of things. Bonding, as I say, the fire service is a hectic environment working, but you've got to find your time, right? So it's really great.
Well, you've answered my next question. I was about to ask, how do you balance your work with being a father? So I'm going to pass it on now to Officer Beckles. If there's something else you wish to add, Officer Small, you can.
But let Mr. Beckles jump in there.
Okay.
All right. For me, balancing, I'm on shift rather than Station Officer Small, who will work a Monday to Friday. And for me, when I'm off, once my son is with me, I always try to do something with him. He's there, you know, watch TV, just keep him there with me, because as you said, the tender years of childhood are going so fast. So to miss out on those years and then try to catch back up later on in life, sometimes it tends to be a hard process. But Aaron and I, we have a pretty good relationship going. So we just try to continue to build on that, and we're good.
Is there any particular experience that you've had, you know, where it would have put you in a kind of a predicament, you know, and you wondered, wow, am I going to get back home to see my child? What would you have done in that moment? Would the thought of your child inspire you in that moment to press on in what you have to do?
I would say yes. Recently, we did a rescue for a boy who had fell in a well in Jackson. So I was the officer going down to do the rescue. So half of the case into the well had broken away. So the other half was literally still there, started to break, but you know, it's still in place somewhat. So going down 25 to 30 feet down and having to look up to see unstable case into a well, like literally hanging above you, you know, is kind of hard. It's kind of scary. But again, you know, you have fellow officers there, equipment that is supposed to be in place to protect you. Usually, however, I kind of hold a similar to a bipolar effect when it goes to work. If I have work to do, I focus on the task at hand, because I know if I focus on my son, or if I don't make it home to my son, it kind of, you know, hinders your process in doing your job. However, after the rescue was effected, then, you know, parenthood stepped back in. You know, that could have been my son or whatever the case is, you know. So then I did a parent thing, you know. When we did the rescue and everything, then I went over to the ambulance and, you know, I checked on the boy. It was how he's doing, whatever the case is, because it's the parent nature in you to make sure, despite you do your fire officer duties, then you still want to know how is the patient, how is he going to be, if he's going to be all right, or whatever the case is.
Okay. Officer Small?
Well, like Becca's, ironically, both of us was at the same rescue. A lot of things go through your mind. Becca's was the rescuer. I was the person responsible for the operations. And it's always a bigger picture, like safety. But you also look at, you know, that could be your son or daughter in there. During everything that's going on, you want the best for that child. That is really at the forefront. Everything is really to ensure that we get this done right. There's only one shot at this, and we want to make sure that we preserve life, but make sure we don't create any further injuries. And I can remember communicating with Mr. Beckles, and he was telling us what was going on. And part of my responsibility then was passing all that information to the medical person, so that once we were able to be surfaced, that care, and the same care that I was with my son, and that's what it really comes down to. What we are doing is the same thing we would like done for our loved ones, our children, in the case they're easy event. So from that perspective, and I believe that all of the fathers that were in that team, all of the other fire officers that are role models to children, our children see them as fathers. So I just want to basically say what we do for our victims, it's just what we want to do for our children. And therefore, yes, we might divert those emotions for the period where we are doing that rescue, whatever the case, but once it's all over, nothing comes back to you. This could be my son, this could be my daughter, you know, this could be my grandson, granddaughter, it's there. So yes, people see us as superheroes, but you know, I share this moment, and as firefighters, from time to time, we are called upon to go and help our brothers and sister firefighters in different territories, especially during this season, the hurricane season.
We have about 2 minutes left, so go ahead.
Okay, so in 2015, I had the opportunity to go to Dominica to help assist the brothers and sisters there after the passage of a hurricane. And the day to actually, you know, before, you know, you have to go and it's all cool, but those moments when it's actually time for you to leave home, there's a different kind of emotion going on there, right? And, you know, the hurricane season is not over, and you're away from home, helping, thinking about your children, that will be safe, and these kind of things. So emotions are always there. And I want to, I'd say, if I had to do it again, definitely would do it again. I love being a dad. And on this day, I feel really honored, especially hearing Kevin and Jason say the fathers. I feel really great.
So wonderful.
It was really a great pleasure. I want the fathers up there today, really, you know, say it to their children. Thank you, and I love you.
Wonderful.
Yes, and then that time is running out. I just want to add that we're going to invite these officers and a few others again next week to tour this program and the Well Rescue as well, which would have happened just a week or two ago. And so it's still fresh, so we will talk about that again probably. And all they said, it tells the listeners that firefighters, yes, we are fire officers and we're going to do a job, but we're also human. And what we, at the moment, you will see us doing all we can, or we can know that we take our time because we know we have to preserve life and do the best to prevent any further injuries to the person. So just best we can, because people want the same done. And many times after many incidents and emergencies, returning back to the station, seeing so many of colleagues extremely emotional to the point they're in tears because of what happened. Yeah. So it does affect us or impact us, because it is the same that we are working on and it's never easy. So to all of those, as I said, I must commend them for the job that they do.
Oh boy. Well, you know, I appreciate the sentiments. You got here frozen. So, but we want to say thank you very much to you for the song and for the sentiments. Officer Beckles, thank you so much for being with us here as well. And we wish you happy Father's Day, you and Officer Small and all the fathers of the Barbados Fire Service. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
All right, gentlemen, you can hear us? Okay, good.
Yeah, all right. Everybody in this moment, say a special happy Father's Day to my dad, Mr. Hallam Collins. He would have spent 36 years at the Starcom Network working with Starcom, so he's part of your family as well. So happy Father's Day, Dad.
All right. Thank you so much, gentlemen. God bless and enjoy the rest of your day.
Thank you. Thank you.
All right.
All right. Thank you. Protecting life and property. Promoting fire safety. Enforcing safety standards. Even rescuing animals. Jaws of life are accidents. Men and women are resilient. Teaching who extinguishes. Rescue and life savers. When there is a crisis, you can depend on the Barbados Fire Service. 311.